I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Islamic State may have lost territory in the Middle East, but it's regaining strength in the Philippines. Sound familiar? It should. Al-Qaeda used a similar strategy after they were weakened and later returned as ISIS. Open Doors, David Curry.
I think you can expect this extremist ideology to keep popping up under different identities, because what we identify in our world watch list as one of the major trends is the spread of Islamic extremism. And what we mean by that is the ideology, the ideas which have populated and spread throughout the world, so that they don't need a territory to spread their ideas.
As the Islamic State's ideology spreads, local terror groups pledge loyalty and carry out attacks. Please pray for the safety of people in the Philippines and for wisdom for the government. And imagine living in a conflict zone. How would you serve people who are trying to escape it? This question pulls at the body of Christ throughout the Middle East as they wrestle with old feuds, politics, and what it means to live Jesus' love. Sometimes it starts with the grace to do. 21 years ago, Bethlehem Bible College began the Shepherd Society. It provides food and medical treatments to less fortunate families in the Bethlehem area. Sari Zaidan heads up the work.
This is our vision, to help anybody who knocks our door. I want them to know that we care about any single person in this whole world.
Today, their work has grown to include refugee aid. Please pray God's love and truth will shine through the Shepherd Society's work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported outreach of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers the Heart of Grandparenting by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click the banner at missionnews.org to learn more. I'm Dodd Morris.